Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. Hoorah! And I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that this is my second to last show before we close out for the entire year. And we've had guests from all different walks of life. We've had guests that have suffered major tragedy and overcome. We've had guests that have impacted thousands of people across the globe and everybody in between. Just a few weeks ago, we had a guest that just because the need was there, she gave one of her kidneys to a man in need. Impacting Life 24/7 is about truly the constant revolution of the wheel of impact. And I am so delighted, ladies and gentlemen, that I get to be a part of this. Now, when we started the show, I was looking at some episodes today from when I first started, and I really did not have a clue what I was doing. I wanted to erase. I should take all those videos down because it was just absolutely horrific. But realizing that it's a constant thing. You know, some people get into stuff and they're like, "Ooh, I want to do this because it's shiny and it's cool." And then they realize, man, you got to improve, you got to evolve, you got to continue, you got to make an impact. And to do that, it requires consistency and resiliency. So I'm blessed beyond measure every single Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to have people that join me virtually who have truly been impacting their world. And I have someone like that in the studio with me tonight, and her name is Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo. Welcome, Sergeant Major.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Man, Sergeant Major, I am so delighted that you took time out of your very busy schedule, because even as a retired Sergeant Major, you're very, very busy. And thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on Impacting Life 24/7.
Thank you so much. This is an honor. And I've watched some of your programs and they're great. You are evolving. It's wonderful.
Yeah, like I said, I was looking at the first shows, and we've actually now, I think our show has had over 20,000 views and over 550 something downloads. So it is evolving, but I looked at some of the first shows. I broke so many rules. I was using people's music that I wasn't authorized. The camera quality was terrible. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. And we just kept grinding. And so here we are, able to have a pleasant place for Sergeant Major to join us. So, Sergeant Major, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to our folks?
Well, as you said, my name is Yolanda Mayo. I'm a retired Sergeant Major, United States Marine Corps. I'm originally from Caucallen, Michigan. I didn't stutter. That is the name, Caucallen, Michigan.
Caucallen.
And it's a little place in Michigan that is very cold and snowy. Beautiful. But I now make wonderful Jacksonville, North Carolina, my home. My husband's from New York, so we knew we were not going to settle in any place up north that was going to be southern for us.
Right.
I was in the Marine Corps for 30 plus years, and I still continue to serve the Marine Corps as a civilian now. In my opinion, just because you take the uniform off doesn't mean your service stops.
That's correct. Well, you know, Sergeant Major, I've watched and been privileged to see some of the things that you're doing. And I want to tell you this right now. I think you're busier now than when you were wearing your uniform.
My schedule gets a little crazy sometimes.
Yes.
It keeps you young.
Hey, Greg, because this is live, people are able to comment. Greg, my vice president, retired gunny, says, "Hello, Sergeant Major." I think he was the reason that you were able to get on the show. And so
the
VP. Yeah, hoorah, the gunny, man. He tries to pull rank on me. You know, even I'm the president of the company. He says, you know, I was a gunny and you were, I was a sergeant, but you know, that was nothing back then. Anyway, listen, we've got so much to talk about, and our viewers are going to be so enlightened. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in for passing through on Impacting Life 24/7, I am joined by retired Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo, And she is doing some great things. What we're going to do, we're going to kind of unpack this whole journey that you've been on. And so tell us about your, I know this is, you can't do it in the showtime, but tell us about some of the highlights of your Marine Corps career. Like, start with standing on the yellow footprints.
Okay. Many years ago, once upon a time, standing on those yellow footprints.
Right.
I never intended to stay for 30 plus years. My intent was to make it to boot camp and those 4 years. And then that was it. I gave service to my country. I'm out.
Yeah.
That's what I had in mind.
Like Shark Tank. I'm out.
I'm out. But your life changes. And when they say that it's a change at Parris Island or at Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego, it's true. It's true. You totally change. Your mindset changes. You become a different person. And I knew probably about halfway through that enlistment that I was going to stay. I didn't know how long I would stay, but I knew I was going to stay.
Man.
I originally was an engineer, and I went from being an engineer to being public affairs. From public affairs, I went the 8999 field and became a first sergeant and sergeant major. Because no matter what I ever did in the Marine Corps, I knew that my true calling was taking care of Marines, which is what I do now as well.
Well, I got a little freeze up there. We're going to wait for the Sergeant Major to come back. Because, thankfully for Spectrum, they just continue to provide us outstanding service. So for those of you listening on our podcast, we had a bit of a freeze there, Sergeant Major. I do apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I saw it freeze up, so I stopped talking.
Yeah, that's good. See, that's how you know. When if it freezes, you just freeze with it.
Go with it.
So anyway, you didn't realize that you were, when you stood on the yellow footprints, which I have done and many listeners have done on this show, stood on those yellow footprints. You were like, man, I just want to make it through this. I want to survive and I want to get on out of here. But then you said halfway through that first enlistment, you realized that man, that there's something to this. What was that nexus? What was that tipping point? Explain that.
That tipping point was Sergeant Major Ron Featherston. I went to work for NCO school. See, they don't call it NCO school anymore. They have corporal's course and they have sergeant's course. Once upon a time, it was called NCO school.
Right.
It was all corporals and sergeants together. He was the director at that school in Okinawa, and I was assigned to him to work. And that was probably the most eye-opening. He was inspirational, and he became my mentor. And to this day, I thank Ron Featherston for everything that he did to keep me in the Marine Corps and help me become the leader that I hope I became.
Mm. Wow.
So he really was. That really was the inspiration. You're part of something bigger than yourself.
Right.
And you're seeing it evolve. You're seeing it change. And over 30 years, I saw the Marine Corps change drastically. Now, we're not perfect, but we have come a long way.
Yes, that's the truth. And I've been, I've been connected to the Marine Corps and the military through various other endeavors that I have my tentacles in, ladies and gentlemen. But I will say this, that when you talk about the span and the scope and the breadth of the things that you have witnessed, and then to achieve the rank of sergeant major is nothing short of a phenomenon. Now, let me just ask you this. You started, you got your feet up under you. You made sergeant, made staff sergeant and all this. And then all of a sudden, things break out in the Middle East. When you went over to Iraq, were you a sergeant major then?
No, I was a gunny.
You were a gunny. So tell me about your three combat tours. Ladies and gentlemen, Sergeant Major Mayo, Yolanda Mayo, has three combat tours to her credit. So tell us about that.
Well, my first combat tour, I was newly married and I was a corporal. And that was during Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Mm. And I was meritoriously promoted to sergeant there by General Krulak.
Oh, CC Krulak. Who doesn't know? He's short. He was a short one, right?
Yes,
yeah. Who doesn't know General Krulak? You know, if this thing freezes up again, I'm going to throw this computer across the room, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. It pulls a lot of bandwidth to run this show. And sorry about that again. You were talking about General Krulak. Now, it didn't freeze much in the pre-show. I don't know what's going on, but maybe the wind is blowing outside.
You know, that's how it always happens. Yes. You know, I've done a live TV.
And yes.
You're good until the live light goes on.
Until the live light goes on, and then a fly lands on your head.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were there. Your first combat tour was a corporal, and you got meritoriously promoted by the commandant of the Marine Corps. What was that like?
Well, he wasn't the commandant then. He was a one star at that time.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm sorry.
That was pretty incredible, though. That was pretty incredible.
Right.
Then fast forward, and during 2003, I was on Task Force Tarawa. And we headed off into Iraq. And I was with public affairs by that time. And I was part of a public affairs team that was led for the first time by two females.
Wow.
I had Captain Kelly Freshour, who is now Colonel Freshour and in charge of the entire Comstrat for the Marine Corps. Oorah, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And I, we had our team, and we headed off into the sunset and into the desert.
Wow. And then, so that was the second tour, right?
That was the second tour. And that was when we made the initial push up into Baghdad. Mm. We were in Nasiriya. And then I got home, and I was home for about 6 months. And I got a phone call on Christmas Day on 2003. And I honestly thought that the colonel was calling to wish me a Merry Christmas.
You were like,
and yeah, he yeah. says, and he could hear my whole family in the background, and he chickened out, and he said, "Hey, can you come see me when you get off leave?" And I said, "Sure." And it was the 3rd of January. I will never forget. And he said, "You are the IA. We're sending you to Baghdad. You leave on the 10th. And I was like, "What?"
You know, that, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, military life is not, it's not a democracy. when they say it's time to go, then it truly is time to go. And those of you tuning in to Impact Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, I am joined by Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo, and we are discussing her illustrious career in the Marine Corps. And she has served 3 combat tours in combat, and which is pretty remarkable. You saw some things, and you saw some transitions over there that probably are etched in your mind. You were part of some historic events, Sergeant Major. And I would just ask if you could kind of elaborate on some of the historic events that you saw, some of the history that you saw over there in Iraq. What did you see?
Well, my third time, my third combat tour, I went to Baghdad, and I was assigned to the purple side, as we call it. I was with the Coalition Press Information Center. So it was joint. And it was very eye-opening, and it probably changed me as a leader for the rest of my career.
Okay.
Having sailors, soldiers, airmen, Marines, and foreign military working for you is a new thing. It's just completely different. It was something that I had never experienced. I had a gunny who worked with us at the time, Gunnery Sergeant Sal Cardella.
Mm-hmm.
We became known in the whole green zone. We were in the green zone in Baghdad. We became known as the Gunnies. And everybody knew exactly who the Gunnies. And he gave me the best words of wisdom ever. He said, "You can't treat them like Marines."
Ah.
"Don't treat them like Marines." And up until then, you know, I'm all oorah, oorah, you know, hard charging gunnery sergeant.
Right.
You have to train, you're training them, because all of us are different. We all are serving our country, but we serve in different capacities.
Right.
You know, they couldn't understand why I got upset when they called me Sarge.
Yeah.
But by the end, they knew. And I had Army sergeants stating to other ones, "Don't call her Sergeant. You can call her Gunnery Sergeant or gunny, but do not call her a sergeant.
Yeah, you know, that's funny because, you know, my son, who's a fantastic drummer, he's looking to go into the Army band. And I'm there talking to those recruiters, and I'm just like, okay, so what do we call you? You know what I mean? I'm used to having some cross rifles in the middle of them chevrons. So, so when you had to lead a multitude of branches and services, you said you hit on something pretty interesting that this helped kind of refine your leadership style.
It did. It did. You know, I understood that, you can't treat everybody the same.
Right.
And you should never try to put everybody in a box. You treat everybody individually. Yes. Mm. Even when you're just within the Marine Corps, every corporal is not the same. Every sergeant is not the same. You have to treat everybody as individuals.
Wow.
And that's what I did, that's what I tried to do throughout my career as a Marine. And I still try to do that now as a supervisor for DOD on the civilian side.
Man.
You know, as long as you understand the person and treat that person accordingly, not like you would and everybody else.
Right.
Because we're all different. We're all different.
You know, having parented seven children, Sergeant Major, I
deserve a medal for that.
Yeah, right. Well, my wife deserves the medal because she had them. but I had a small part to play in that. But one thing that you hit on there that really kind of illuminated with me, especially parenting, is that each one of my kids was different. And I feel bad for my first three kids when I was in the Marine Corps because they were in little mini boot camps, you know.
Yes. I think we've all done that. When my son went off to college, his roommates quickly realized what a field day was. And he would tell them, hey, we need a field day before my mom gets here. And they, the first time, they didn't understand. And afterward, they totally got it. They totally understood. They were like, hey, Mayo is on a crazed field day before his mother shows up.
You better tighten that room up, right?
You better
So you saw the fall of Saddam Hussein. What other things did you see?
Well, I was there for the signing of the interim constitution for the country of Iraq.
Wow.
That was huge. It was huge. And I mean, I held the constitution in my hand.
Really?
As we're taking it down to the area where we were going to, where they were going to be signing it. I got to interview the ambassador. Ambassador Alawi, I got to interview so many people. I actually was in Babylon, and I was supposed to be interviewing the chief of police for the ICDC, the Iraqi Civil Defense. The day we got there, I don't know if they found out about the interview, if some of the terrorist organizations had found out about it, but his home was attacked and bombed. And we then became part of digging out to retrieve his niece who had been in the house and was killed, and some other members of the family who had been killed. I mean, those things, they're just, you know, I'll never forget.
Right.
Participating in things like that.
That stayed with you for the rest of your life. Any other areas?
There's so many things that would, right, that had happened during that time period, to just put my finger on one of them. I mean, we were able to help so many open up schools. I mean, opening up schools, I got to sit down with some of the female students, and they were amazed that I was able to have a camera. I was able to have a rifle. And I got to sit down with them and talk to them. And it was really eye-opening, the different cultures, and understand these people had known nothing but war for hundreds of years.
Right. Right. And things turned around, and thankfully you were a part of it. One other thing that was interesting was, in terms of your whole career, you know, coming in, deciding to stay in, getting mentored, then becoming a mentor, going off to combat three times. And then as you continue to, maintain your career and stay the course, you were on the horizon looking at the top rank in the United States Marine Corps, the top enlisted rank. Tell me about your feelings and your thoughts when you found out you were going to be a sergeant major. Did it freeze up? I'm sorry, Sergeant Major, did we freeze up? And ladies and gentlemen, that's just the beauty. I apologize. That's the beauty of
technology. No, that's okay.
That's the beauty of technology. So tell me about the moment when you transitioned from being a first sergeant to a sergeant major. What was that like?
I was working at the 2MEF headquarters and at Camp Lejeune. And I had the staff secretary was Captain Heath Rupert. And he came down because we'd gotten an email that said, congratulations. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, the board's out. It's out. You got it. And I was like, send it to me. Send me the message. They're like, no, Yolanda, you got it. It was Bill Joseph, retired Chief Warrant Officer Bill Joseph. And he called me. He goes, I'm telling you. I said, well, I want to see it in black and white. I'm not even going to get excited until I see it in black and white. So we sat at my computer watching for the email to come in. The email came in and we started scrolling down, looking at the names. And when I got to my name, I couldn't talk. Captain Rupert was jumping around going, oh my God, you got selected. And I'm like, I got selected. I can't believe this.
Right.
And the very first time that I was called Sergeant Major, I didn't know they were talking to me. I started looking around and I'm like, who are they talking to? I'm like, oh, they're talking to me. It was pretty, and I was the only female to be selected at that, off that particular board. It was kind of really, I was really honored, very honored.
That's very historic. You know, number one, if for those of you who are military members, you know, the rank of sergeant major is a very prestigious rank. It's a ceremonial rank. It's a leadership rank that all Marines, all military folks look to as, okay, this person is our the tip of the spear relative to leadership. Now, that you had some other things that were kind of adorned with you in that scenario in terms of being the sergeant major. Tell us about kind of how narrow that whole position was for you as a female Latina and such.
At the time that I was in uniform as a sergeant major, there were 23 female sergeants major in the entire Marine Corps, 23 of us. I think there were four African-American and three Latinos. And that was, I mean, that's kind of overwhelming.
It was overwhelming, ladies and gentlemen. It was overwhelming with that small of a number, and it probably spoke to you about really how much you had accomplished, huh?
It did, but you know, it was kind of I don't even can put into words exactly what it feels. It's an honor.
Yeah.
You're honored,
right?
And you're thinking about, I hope I don't mess this up.
Yeah. Well, you know, 30 years later, Yolanda, 30 plus years, you didn't mess it up. You made history and you touched many lives. And then you go on to do some really other amazing things. You got out the Marine Corps and I watched your social media and I'm just like, man, this lady should be a motivational speaker. You're just all over the place. And you're doing things to help and to continue to inspire and help families throughout this area. So tell us about that big initiative that you did with the trees.
Oh, just recently, it's one of my favorite events of the year, and it's called Trees for Troops.
Right.
And that's sponsored by the Christmas Spirit Foundation and FedEx. And we get to give away trees, Christmas trees, to our troops. Mm-hmm. It's just a small thank you that we can give to them at Christmas time when they're having to worry about so many other things.
Right.
This is one thing they can take off their list. And the looks on these troops' faces and their families, they're so happy. They're so appreciative. I love doing it. It's a hard day. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
That's Hefton trees all over the place. And, you know, right now here in Jacksonville, and I don't know about anywhere else in the world because I'm sure it's the same.
Right.
But here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the average price of the tree was between $80 and $90 because they had a hard year for trees this year.
They did. And ladies and gentlemen, I just must confess, those of you tuning in to Impact Life 24/7, I am joined by Yolanda Mayo, retired Sergeant Major. And we're talking about the tree program that she helped oversee, Trees for Troops. Well, I got a tree behind me, Yolanda. And let me just tell you, I procrastinated. Okay, when the trees first came out, they were a little taller than this little midget tree I got behind me, and the crop was definitely different. And man, the prices, you know, you're talking $80, $90 for something that you're gonna keep around for just a couple weeks. It's a hard.
I know.
Yeah, it's hard to come off of that cash. So for you to be able to give and bless so many families, how many trees did you guys give away again?
We gave out 700 on that first day, and then they called me and they said, we have a wayward truck. Can you take another 100 trees? So we gave away those 100 too.
And I saw the line. People were lined up. I know Sergeant Major was there before 6:30, but folks were lined up at 6:30 and before, huh?
They were lined up way before 6:30. I got there at 5:30. We had our working party show up at 5:45. And the truck was supposed to be coming through the gate and being escorted. And as the truck is coming down, I see this whole line of cars. I'm like, what is going on? We had people follow the FedEx truck in at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Boy, that's serious about some trees, ain't it?
They wanted a tree. People are serious about the trees.
Well, you know what, though? You know, I thank you for leading that effort and putting spreading the Christmas cheer to our troops, because like you said, $80-$90 for a Lance Corporal is really difficult at Christmas time. So we thank you for that. Additionally, Sergeant Major, you have a passion about homeless female veterans. Can you tell us about that?
Well, if you've been following my social media, then you know that I was a contestant in Miss Veteran America. It's a competition. It's not a pageant. It's a competition.
It's a competition. Ladies and gentlemen, do not say pageant and Sergeant Major in the same sentence.
Exactly. The competition for Miss Veteran America, all of the money goes toward Final Salute. Miss Veteran America was established as a fundraiser for Final Salute, which was established by a female veteran. Mm-hmm. She saw the need that there was nothing to help the unique needs of our homeless female veterans. Mm. You know, they needed someplace to stay that wasn't just, you know, that was open and it's unisex and there's not proper locks on the doors and there isn't safety. There's always safety issues. Most of these, about 80% of our female veterans who are homeless are also single parents.
Oh, wow.
So these women would be coming to these shelters with their children and they couldn't take them because there was no facilities for kids.
Right.
She saw the need. Jazz Booth. And that woman is incredible. She started this initiative of Final Salute to take care of those women, but she needed a way to fund it. So she came up with Miss Veteran America. Mm. And that's the reason that I participated in that competition.
So tell us. Go ahead.
Because one of the things that we did throughout the competition is advocate for Final Salute. Mm. I made it through the top 50.
So she started. So hold on, man. We gotta enjoy these moments, okay? You don't just breeze by that. So she made it. She made it in this competition, not pageant. In this competition, so our Major Yolanda Mayo made it to the top 50. And then what happened?
Well, now remember, there's hundreds of female veterans applying from all over the place.
Right.
COVID hit and we ended up having to do it virtually. And we're like, oh man, okay, I don't know how this is going to work, but let's try it.
Let's try it.
We did what we had to do to get through the prelims, and I made it into the top 25.
Nice.
I was like, cool.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
And we thought, you know, like everybody did, hey, COVID's going to be over. Well, it wasn't. So they're like, you have two decisions. You can either roll your names over and we'll put you in next year's competition, or you can stay with us and participate virtually. Well, all of us chose, hey, we've made it this far. We've already gone through all of this. We're not holding off for another year. Let's go ahead and do it.
Let's do it.
So I participated, and the finals were held the 12th of October. I made it into the top 10. I was the showstopper. I won the Talent Award.
Okay.
I won the Serena Vine Award for continued service to the military community and their families. Mm. And then my daughter won the Kindred Spirit Award for helping out. We were tasked with writing up family members or individuals who had impacted our lives and our careers. And I wrote her up. I did a nice video about her, and she won.
That's powerful. So with this endeavor, the final salute, what type of funds did you guys raise?
This is kind of incredible because we raised more. The final salute has, we're still young. This is only the ninth year.
Right.
We raised between July, which is when we were selected for the top 25, until October. It's actually September 30th, because that was when we had to turn in our funds.
Right.
We raised $116,000 between 25 of us.
Wow. That is absolutely phenomenal. And
that's more than any other top 25 had ever raised.
And these funds go to help Final Salute, which is in support of homeless women veterans. And I told the Sergeant Major, you guys tuning in on Impact Life 24/7, thank you so much. We have retired Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo, and she's been very gracious to me. You know, it's pretty intimidating talking to a Sergeant Major. You know, I might be a celebrity, but she is a Sergeant Major, and that's where the buck stops, baby. So, you know, Sergeant Major, one thing that I admire about what you have done is that you've taken all of that energy, all of those years of leadership, and now you also package, real quick. What's that thing?
Real quick.
She's got this phenomenal thing that she's doing on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, and social media to get the word out, called Real Quick. Tell us about how that got birthed.
Well, I used to do a show similar to what you're doing now. We were in the studio. It was recorded. It wasn't live. We would do, and they'd put it out there once a week. It was a talk show.
And no internet issues, thankfully, when you record, huh?
But COVID hit, obviously. We weren't able to do that. So we still needed to get the word out. So we said, hey, let's do this real quick. So we started it on Facebook, started doing the Facebook Live. We would tell people when we were going to be live, and we would tell everybody what's going on. And people loved it because it was so easy. It was just real quick. Right. And it told them right now where we are, what we're doing.
Yes.
So it wasn't like it happened yesterday or it's going to happen next week. It's happening now.
Right.
So if you want to come and help us, come now.
Right. And come real quick, please.
Come real quick.
Well, that's so phenomenal. And I watched it, and I watched some of your episodes, and you did a real quick for the trees, and you had folks out there. You were trying to tell them, look, don't y'all be coming out here no 4:30 in the morning. But you know how that worked. Yeah. So with the final salute, is there a website that people can go and check out what that is all about?
Yes, www.finalsalute.com. You can Google it. It's Final Salute Inc. You can donate. You can find out more information. Or if you're a veteran in need, please don't hesitate. There's phone numbers to call. You can message me. I will get you the information that you need. We don't want anyone to go without. So if you do need, we've helped veterans in over 34 states.
Wow.
Our goal is to be able to do this in all 50 states.
Yes.
Actually, the goal is to not be, have to be able to do this.
Right. Yeah, to solve the problem. Yeah.
Well, solve the problem.
I'm so thankful, though, Yolanda, that people like you, I'm thankful that, you know, you could be, you did 30 years in the United States Marine Corps, which only a 0.1% of anybody living can do. And not to mention that you were a female Latina that made it all the way to the rank of Sergeant Major. But now you could be resting. You could be out on the beach. You could be chilling. But instead, you decided to take all of that energy and leadership and skill and pour it back into the very people that you served with. And you know what, Yolanda, I cannot thank you enough for your labor of love for the community that you live in.
Thank you so much. It is my privilege to be able to serve the community. And just because you take the uniform off, your service to your community and your country doesn't stop.
That's right.
And that's what I've tried to tell our fellow veterans. When we say we're going to take care of our own, we mean it.
Right.
We mean it.
And it should
and
be that.
I meant it. And when I say Semper Fidelis, I mean always faithful. It doesn't stop just because I don't have the uniform on anymore.
Right. And I mean, always faithful. How long have you been retired now?
4 years.
4 years. Man, a whole election cycle you've been retired. So you got another thing that's dear to your heart that you brought up in the pre-show. And I'd like for you to tell our audience about that.
Oh, this is something I have been working on, and it is near and dear to my heart. And some of you out there have probably heard of this young man. Well, his name is Major Jim Capers. And there has been a documentary produced about his life. I don't know. Some of you can look him up and you'll find out that he did his, he was the first African-American on a Marine Corps recruiting poster. And the Marine Corps recruiting poster said, "Ask a Marine." And that was from 1968 to 1975. And it was an incredible, incredible recruiting effort. He was in Force Recon. He is a living legend. When you talk about the real Rambo, this right. is him.
That's him.
The name of the documentary is called Major Capers, The Legend of Team Broadminded. Now, it is right now they're working on getting it released on Amazon. We've seen it. The Marines at Camp Lejeune have seen it. We were honored to be able to premiere it. The producer and director, Ashley Casado came down from Hollywood, and she was here for the actual premiere of that.
Oh my.
So now it is going to be released, premiered to the world. I need all of you to check it out and help us out and spread the word about this fantastic living legend, Major Jim Capers, near and dear to my heart. He is incredible.
Major Jim Capers. And the documentary would be called, say it again, because some of our people can retype that in the comments. What is the documentary
called? The Legend of Team Broadminded.
The Legend of Team Broadminded. Greg, if you don't mind, type that into the comments there. The Legend of Team Broadminded. And this is a documentary of Major Capers. He was the first African-American, you say, that was on a recruiting poster in the 1960s.
Yes. For Marine Corps.
For the yep. Marine Corps. Yeah. And I'm going to, as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go check it out. Because you said I would remember the face, right?
Oh, when you see it, you'll know exactly who he is.
I know exactly who he is.
And we have got to get his documentary out there so people understand what this man has done for our country. He's incredible.
That's powerful. Just give us that information one more time.
It is Major Capers, The Legend of Team Broadminded.
Yes.
And it's coming out in February during Black History Month.
Beautiful.
On Amazon Prime.
Man, I tell you what, man, I could tell you work in TV because you just know how to flow. That's what I'm talking about. We gotta have you back on. And I would love to have you on maybe on a quarterly basis for you to give us an update on the initiatives that you're doing, because it's so important. And me being right here at Camp Lejeune, some folks argue that it's called Camp Lejeune. What's up with that argument? You know anything about that?
Okay. It's gone back and forth, back and forth.
Right.
General Alford, he looked at us, he goes, "It's Lejeune." I said, "Yes, sir." And he's the CO.
Right.
He's a base commanding general. That's who I work for. You go by last order first.
Yeah, you know, some people are trying to say, you know, it's French or I don't know what it is. All I know is that when they come to me with that R in there, I'm just like, well, I don't see an R, so I'm calling it Lejeune. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you got anything? I mean, I know COVID, and I'm going to let you go soon. I know COVID has really, it's dynamically affected all of us, Sergeant Major. And for those of you tuning in, I'm interviewing the world-renowned Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo, 30-year, three-tour combat veteran, and now giving back to her community in such a dynamic way. This lady is really embodying what we're talking about on Impacting Life 24/7. Now, you've seen COVID. It's come in, and it really kind of disrupted our lives. So what you're doing now, how has that changed or impacted your outreaches and efforts in what you do?
Well, you know, a lot of what we do is we help Marines and the units schedule events, family readiness events, and help and MCCS as a whole, as Marine Corps Community Services, we're, you know, recreational, but we have other things as well. When everything ground to a halt in March, remember, all of our Marines were stuck on base.
Right.
The school Marines could not go anywhere. They could not leave the base, and they didn't have anything. Mm. So one of the things that we started doing, that my staff, I have the MCCS coordinators who work for me. We started putting together what we call ROM bags and restriction of movement. Everybody else calls it quarantine. In the military, we call it restriction of movement.
That's right.
We started putting together these ROM bags and delivering them to who was in their 2 weeks of
So we got just a freeze there for a moment. She should be back once the internet acts right. She was talking about ROM bags. And so I'll pick that up with her when she...
Okay.
I'll pick back up with you. You were talking about ROM bags. Tell us about those.
So we have, so far to date, I've delivered almost 10,000 ROM bags to our Marines.
Oh, my.
And I have to thank the USO for that. The USO has been fantastic in helping us get items from all over the place to put in these ROM bags. MCCS has been fantastic in helping us get kids.
So she's talking about MCCS has been helpful. The USO has been helpful. And one of the things that you know you can count on with those institutions that they're always going to help. I'm sorry, Sergeant Major. We froze up there. You were talking about the USO and MCCS helping out with this initiative, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you don't realize that these Marines living in the barracks, when they can't leave or do anything, they don't have anything. I mean, the new ones coming in who were in what we call the pipeline. You know, they've just come from boot camp. They haven't even been home.
Right.
So they have nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
We're trying to get them something so that they could pass the time. You know, that was our initiative that we undertook, and we didn't realize how big it was going to be when we started. And, you know, to date, about 10,000 bags. Matter of fact, today we were getting some, we were just putting together 27 bags for Marines who are going to be stuck in a squad bay during Christmas.
Oh my. Yeah, boy, those lovely, lovely squad bays. Even I have memories of the squad bay, and they're not, they are not festive memories, you know?
No, not at all.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen, I have been blessed, and I hope that you guys have been blessed to have on our show someone who is, in my opinion, she talked about the living legend on the poster. Well, she's a living legend for us. And so Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo from, you know, she hails from all over. She's been a leader of all things Marine Corps. And now she's really doing dynamic things in her community. Yolanda, I would just want to ask you real quick, because you know the music's playing. How would you say the Marine Corps is today compared to the day you stood on the yellow footprints? Tell us.
We have come a long way. We're not perfect, but we have grown, and we're getting there. Hang with us.
That's good. You know, I agree. I think we have the military, the Marine Corps in particular, has definitely come a long way. I do miss being able to shine our boots, though. I miss that. You know what I mean? Some of those little things were just you know, that was shining your buckles and all that kind of stuff. So listen, Yolanda Mayo, Sergeant Major of all Sergeant Majors, in my opinion. She is the Sergeant Major of the galaxy from here on out. We thank you so much, Sergeant Major, for joining us. I do offer an apology for, I don't know why Jacksonville's internet service is the way it is, but I do want to say thank you so much for giving of your time, your talents, and your energies to help further the cause of making an impact. You're helping homeless women, you're helping young Marines, and you're spreading the word real quick. Yolanda, you've done a great job. We appreciate you, and we'll have you back on in 2021, okay?
All right, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Same to you, Sergeant Major. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that was Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo, and she is doing some remarkable work in the area of the Marine Corps. She is transforming lives. She's transforming hearts, and she is doing things that you know, what this is why we have this show. We have this show to we want to see an impact. We want to see people who are doing things that require effort, that are men to say, man, I'm going to touch somebody's life. And Sergeant Major Mayo is doing that. You know, one thing that I really do look at is that when somebody has given of their time and their energy for 30 plus years, you would think that they could just go and sit down. They deserve it. She warrants just a chair on the beach. And she's saying, you know what? I am rolling up my sleeves. I know there are all types of needs. And this is what I told my children the other day. I said, man, the greatest thing that you can do in life, the greatest thing that you can do in life is find a need and meet it. The greatest thing. It's not about how great I speak. It's not about how high I jump. All of those things are not adding 1 ounce of 1% of a cubit to anybody's life. But man, when you can see a need, or you can find a need, and you can meet it, that truly is the essence of impacting life. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's show. We will be back, I believe, for one more show next week. We have one show next week, and then that is it for the season. We'll be back on for season two of Impacting Life 24/7 in February. We got a full slate and a full schedule, a full cadre of people from all literally around the world. While we're setting that up, I'll be on some shows. I think on the 27th, I'll be on a show in Germany, and just got invited to 3 other shows that are out of the country. So we are just doing everything in our power to spread this message of, hey, listen, we want to make an impact. We want to show you how. How does it work? You bring people on like Yolanda Mayo, and you say, listen, this, I say young lady, this Sergeant Major who started from ground zero, became only one of 20-something female Sergeant Majors in the entire Marine Corps. She toured in combat 3 separate times, and then after all of that is done, she continues to give back to her community. This is the essence of impact. Yeah, that's right, Gray. That's all, folks. This is the essence of impact. So I will have a guest on, I believe, Tuesday night, Monday or Tuesday night. I think it's 21st or 22nd. And that will close out our entire career, our entire season, season one of Impacting Life 24/7. We already got a long list of people that are waiting to get on the show. And I'm not exaggerating. I know that sounds like, man, he's just trying to hype up his show. I'm really telling you that there is a list of people from all around the country and around the world that want to be on this show. And that's because of people like Greg Smith, who has stuck with me even in the midst of him having a COVID-19, my brother, my friend, my best friend, still was in the grind, even in ICU, we're talking. And I love that man. and he is behind me 100%, but not just behind me. He's behind the mission. You know, it's sometimes you find people who are behind the mission, but they're not behind you. And then there's the rare occasion, like I found a friend like Greg Smith, who's not behind just me, he's behind the mission. Both of those elements, which are essential. When you can have somebody that, man, says, come on, King, don't quit. We can do it. Because sometimes I'll be ready to throw this computer across the screen, right, across the room. Come on, King, keep going. That's the type of person Gregory Smith is. And so we're going to offer some great things coming up in 2021, sponsorship opportunities. There's going to be 3 levels of sponsorship that we're going to roll out and explain to you in January. There's going to be opportunities for you to help us help young people, especially in the at-risk community. And so all of that's going to be explained to you. But if you just want to stay up to what we got going on, just go to clkingspeaker.com, click on the podcast link, subscribe, and you'll always be connected. Or you can go to the podcast directly. It's impactinglife247.podbean.com. .podbean.com. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! That's the close of my work week. Thank you, Greg, for all that you do. Thank you, Danny, for helping us behind the scenes. And thank you, Yolanda, Sergeant Major Yolanda Mayo, for really being a world changer right here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Who knew? Sometimes you feel like you got to go, you know, 18,000 miles to find somebody, and there's great people making an impact right in your own backyard. All right, so I hope everyone has a tremendous weekend, and I am going to call it a night. Well, not really. I work harder after the show than I do on the show because you got to produce it. So thank you, Greg. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, all of our listeners. And thank you, Yolanda. What a great show. And we look forward to seeing you back again in 2021. Hope you have a great evening.